A White House fact sheet issued Tuesday says, for agriculture, unmanned aircraft can monitor crop health in real time for farmers who are trying to manage farms. Further, the White House says by reducing the need for manned aircraft in agricultural operations, drones can help reduce fatal agricultural aviation accidents and can increase crop yields by providing higher quality data about the ground below. Jamie Nafziger, who is a partner at the international law firm Dorsey & Whitney and an expert on the rules and regulations of drone use, said the FAA's new small unmanned aircraft rules significantly ease the burden on businesses which want to make basic commercial uses of UAS. However, the rules still require FAA pre-approval for more extensive commercial uses. For instance, if someone wants to fly a drone over their farm for use in precision agriculture, these new rules make doing that much easier. Nafziger went on to say, I've had clients ask me if they can hire their nieces or nephews to fly drones for their businesses, and I've had to tell them no unless their niece or nephew is a pilot. Now, under the new rules, I can say yes, so long as their niece or nephew is at least 16 and gets a remote pilot certificate with a small UAS rating. She said we should have lots more eligible operators over the next few months. Now, the FAA's 624-page rulebook does allow commercial drones weighing up to 55 pounds to fly during daylight hours, lower than 400 feet in the air, and the aircraft must remain in the sight of the operator. The final rule does have a 60-day comment period. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.